Welcome to this edition of Computer Outlook. Computer Outlook with John Iasullo. This is where you find what's new, what's best, and what's next. If it's happening,
it's happening here.
The chat room is open at www.computeroutlook.com. That's www.computeroutlook.com. Now, here's the host of Computer Outlook, John Iasullo.
Hello and welcome to the show. The show is John Iasullo, and you know you got it dialed in, right? This is the Computer Outlook Radio Talk Show. You know, once a year we try, but I think we've been a little negligent on this one. We try to get the people on that were near and dear to us and support our show and really make things more convenient for us. And let me tell you, we got one tonight. We've got the CEO, Bill Dearin of Appliant Technologies. Bill, how you doing?
Hey, good, John. How are you? And thanks for having me on.
Oh, no, man, it's a pleasure. You know, you've got just I'm going to give you a little bit of an opening. I'm going to ask you to give me a little mission statement maybe on the company. But here's my take on the company. My take is that, you know, I enjoy companies where I can go download the product, get into the product and start using the product right away. And you seem to have caught that knack and made that niche available to yourself where you have a very, very good product. The product is very easy to understand. It's made for the average Joe. You don't have to be an engineer or a geek to get in and do editing or any of that nonsense. You make the capturing very, very simple of what you want and how to get to it. And all you've done is grown the product every time to stay abreast of what technology is out and available there. So with that said, give me just a little bit of history on your mission statement with the company, what it's all about.
Okay, well, Appliant Technologies, our thing is all about recording audio and video on the Internet. So basically anything that you can see or hear online, you can record with one of our software tools. So we've got that was really nice what you said about you know, how all of our software is really easy to use. And what we try to do is just focus on particular areas of online media and come up with a tool that's focused on that area. One product your listeners will really like is our Replay AV product, which is basically geared around recording radio shows. So it's kind of like a TiVo or a VCR for the radio.
But I want to take people back. You know, Bill, I really want to take people back to you a little bit. And that, you know, how you used to, Appliant Technologies was a company that you had originally founded in I believe, the late 90s. And it was basically for pocket PC software.
Yeah, well, what had happened is I was, I live in California in San Francisco, and I was, I had a real job, and I was commuting down to Redwood City every day from San Francisco. It was about a 45-minute drive, and while I was working my real job, I was working on these pocket PC applications, and every day I'd usually leave later than I should because there was nothing to listen to on the radio except my one favorite show. And this was about the time that TiVo came out, and I thought, boy, it'd be really cool if while I was driving down, I could record my favorite radio show and then listen to it in the car. So anyway, while I was working my real job, I was building these pocket PC apps, and then it eventually evolved where the pocket PC programs were able to, support me, and I was able to quit my job and work on those full time. And then, as part of that experience of commuting a long time, we built Replay Radio, which was the first TiVo-like recorder for radio shows. And the idea behind that is you can. You know, a lot of great radio shows, such as Computer Outlook, are broadcast online, and you can record them and then turn them into MP3s and pop them on a portable device. Back then, it was on a pocket PC. We built a little TiVo-like player
on
a pocket PC. So
I remember.
People would use their PCs to record the radio shows, pop it on their mobile device, and listen in their car, and they'd have something decent to listen to on the way to work or wherever they were going.
See, people,
that's kind of how we got into this whole thing.
People don't understand when I refer to that era, and we're only talking about 6-7 years ago. I mean, we're not talking a lifetime ago. We're talking only 7 years ago. That's the way technology has moved along. I can remember that we used to do that with Replay Radio. We used to be able to offer to our listeners, the ability to archive their own shows on their own computers through replay radio. And then all of a sudden somebody came along and said, hey, we got this brand new invention. It's called podcasting. Well, damn, Billy, nothing what you hadn't done already.
Yeah, I know. Well, they just put a little
spin on it,
around it, and gave it a nice name, and they had a celebrity to promote it, and it was free. So, Replay AV, which is what Replay Radio evolved into, also does support podcasting.
Of course it does.
There's a lot of broadcast content that's still not podcast, so we basically let you capture all that stuff.
Now, is Replay AV, is that the premier suite that you have out there? Is that the suite on steroids?
Well, no. Replay AV is basically geared around capturing radio shows, and you can also capture a large amount of streaming video with it. We have something called the Replay Capture Suite, where if you want to be the all-powerful online media god and basically, anything you see you want to be able to capture, the Replay Capture Suite is for you. And, we can talk a little bit, if we want to get slightly technical, but not too deep, we can talk a little bit about the different ways of capturing media and why we use the different tools in the Replay Capture Suite.
Well, I think, and I think your technical standpoint, we can get a little bit technical with it, because I don't think you're going to get into that geek area where you're going to keep it so the listeners will understand it and they'll enjoy your product. And that's the name of the game. What I want to bring to them tonight is the simplicity of the product and how you can enjoy all different types of things. I mean, I was on the phone with you the other day, and I gave you an indication that pretty soon, very shortly, probably within the next couple of weeks, you're going to be able to see and tune into my show and view my ugly face for 45 minutes or an hour. I don't know how soon I'm going to get it to where everybody's going to be seen, but we're going to start, so I can start showing the product that I'm talking about, and I can start doing things in a different vein. Spoke to you, and boom, you bing, on the keyboard. Yeah, we can do that, John. We can capture it.
Yep.
So now that's going to give my listeners the opportunity that they can still listen to our show, but they can capture it and put it on their iPods or their MP3 devices or whatever devices they're using to capture their smartphones, wherever. So, take us into the capture suite. Let's talk about that.
Okay, well, I think it's important to understand there's basically two different ways of capturing media. It's sort of like the analog way and the digital way. Every media that comes down to your PC comes down with what's called a stream, which is basically a bunch of bits and bytes of data. So Replay AV and our other stream capturing product called Replay Media Catcher, one way they capture is by when that data comes down from the internet to your PC, it actually captures that exact digital data. So if you're listening to a radio show and that radio show is a bunch of bits and bytes and ones and zeros,
right?
The stream capture method will capture those ones and zeros and reassemble them into an exact copy of what you've either been watching or listening to. So that way it's called stream capture. Now there's some content out there that has copy protection, or what people call DRM, which stands for Digital Rights Management.
Right.
And anything that is protected by DRM cannot be saved using stream capture. So
I want you to
for DRM content, we record that kind of more in the analog way, where if it's a video broadcast that's protected by DRM, we capture it with our Replay Screencast product. And what Replay Screencast does is you basically mark off a section on your screen where the video is playing, and you press record, and it captures whatever you see on screen along with the audio as a Windows Media Video file.
Okay.
And that's actually kind of cool, too, not just for video, but if you want to, for example, do software demos or tutorials or anything like that. If you want to show someone how a piece of software works, you can mark off a section of the screen and play with the software and also narrate into your microphone as you're doing it. And then when you stop recording, you've got a nice sort of a demo video about using the software with your voice on it.
I like that. That's what I'm looking to do.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm looking to do in the next couple of weeks. And I want to start sharing with the audience.
On the audio side, too, there's sort of an analog equivalent to that, where anything that you hear from your speakers, you can record. So, for example, another recording product we have is called Replay Music. And Replay Music, as Replay AV is kind of geared around radio, Replay Music is really all about recording music. So what you can do is, if you have an online radio station like Pandora, for example, you turn on Replay Music, you let it record, and it doesn't matter what format the audio is in. It just waits for that audio to come out of your computer speakers and saves it as a playable MP3 file.
So when you save it,
just kind of jumping around a little bit, the other cool thing about Replay Music is it has this what's called a song fingerprinting algorithm. And what that means is once you've captured a song, it actually goes out and figures out what the song is and adds that information to the MP3 file so that when you copy it down to your iPod, you know exactly what you're listening to.
Well, let me ask you this. If I wanted to capture... you got to go on because it just went right out of my head. It'll come back to me, but you go ahead. It just went out on... As you were saying that, I had a thought in my mind.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure that your listeners understood the difference between sort of the stream capture and the analog equivalent of recording, you know, what's on screen or what you hear out of your speakers.
I know what I wanted to ask you. People have often asked me, and it's not in your product in particular, but just in the general vein. Now, you said that you cannot capture anything that is protected by the copyright issues, but you can...
You cannot stream capture. But if it's something that appears on your computer screen, it would be equivalent to maybe taking your movie camera, playing a movie on your PC screen, turning it on and recording it. That's basically what Replay Screencast does.
Okay. Is that legal?
Yeah. Well, it's legal as long as whatever you record, you save for your own personal use. If I were to take something that was copyright protected, record it, and then send it to you, for example, I'd be violating copyright laws because you're not allowed to rebroadcast or redistribute copyrighted material. But if it's something that you've received, you're allowed to copy it and retain in the archive for your own personal use.
So it's like going to the movie theater with a camcorder and recording the movie that's up on a screen, coming out, downloading, and selling it to people. That's illegal.
Exactly. That would be the violation.
Okay, cool. Question in my chat room, is there any OS X or Linux support planned for the future?
With the Macintosh products, basically, now that Mac has gone Intel, the best thing to do is get a copy of Parallels, which lets you run Windows-based apps on your Mac. And we've got a lot of Mac users that are using Parallels, and then any of our software will work great with that. We don't have plans to support OS X directly just because... Now, there's a pretty significant technological investment in getting where we are with Windows, and just redoing that for Mac is a little bit beyond us right now. And likewise for Linux, we don't really have a solution plan at this point just because the market really isn't big enough for us.
Now, do you find that people that, you know, the Mac people are Mac people, are they using the product? You get any feedback on that?
Yeah, no, we have Mac people that want to use it. I mean, it's... You know, the Mac people are actually more media-focused than the PC people. So we do get a lot of questions about Mac, and, I mean, you do need to buy something like Parallels or Bootcamp to run Windows applications to use our software, but people are, you know, the Macintosh people are used to spending more money for their machines anyway, so they're quite willing to do that, and, you know, they get all the nice Mac apps and they get to use our tools as well, so it's a nice solution for them.
If I was doing some recording work and I wanted to go in, let's say, and edit my audio, just the audio, and I'm not even talking video at this point, do I have editing-based choices or do I have anything that could help me out with that?
Well, we have something called Replay Media Splitter, and it's basically a really, really super easy-to-use editor. So, for example... you know, when I'm recording your radio show, if I want to just take that radio show and edit out only my portions, I could use Replay Media Splitter and mark segments where it's just my voice and press a button, and then I would just have my part of the radio show. Or likewise, if you have a radio show you really like and you want to edit out the advertisements and traffic reports and that sort of thing, you can sort of, you know, splice things out with it. So, yeah, we do have that. It's not a really powerful editing tool, but as far as just being able to extract things, it works really well.
So you can actually go in and extract, if you wanted to, and you wanted to say, create your own files, the commercial content out of shows.
Exactly.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
And it works with video too. It's both audio and video. And again, it's you know, there's some really great powerful video editors out there, and we're not, you know, really in that space. But if you want to, you know, extract and splice and dice, it's a great, easy to use tool for that sort of thing.
Well, I got to tell you this. I mean, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag right now. We just started doing some video work, and very shortly, we're going to be seeing, you're going to be seeing quite a bit of our video throughout the website, throughout the world. We're going to be doing some computer tips very shortly. They're already done. You know, Rich, the guy we call the Music Man, and Caesar, who's doing all our video. We spent last Saturday, we did like the first 20 some odd of them. They're going to be coming out. But you know what? I had to, I was in a pickle because I couldn't watch them. I couldn't watch them because I didn't have no flash player. And I didn't realize it. So I immediately called Leslie. Leslie hooked me up. And she said, John, she said, all you have to do is go to the download side. And Leslie, obviously, Leslie works for you. And boom, there it was. Free FL flash player. And I got to tell you, man, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. It does a wonderful job.
Any of those YouTube videos you download with our software, or you know, from the thousands of other video download sites, they all come down as Flash video files,
right,
or with an FLV extension. And you need a special player to play them, and we have a FLV player. So you go to appline.com/FLV player, and you can download the free software and, you know, watch any of the videos you download from YouTube or any of these other sites.
I think it's fabulous. You know, it's a fabulous little player, but it's very easy to use. But more importantly now, if I'm understanding correctly, I can also take the stuff that I'm bringing off of the camcorders in the format that it is and convert it over to Flash for submission to YouTube or submission to my own website, you know, for Flash capabilities. Is this true?
Well, we have a conversion program called Replay Converter. So a lot of the video you download off the Internet, you know, for example, let's say you want to put something on your iPod. The iPod will take MPEG files and something called the H.264. So if you have a video file you've captured from YouTube with our software, you need to convert it to an iPod format. So a Replay Converter will do that for you. Likewise, if you want to bring it into a video editor, you know, let's say there's some cool music video on YouTube that you want to incorporate into your own video, you know, you would use Replay Converter to convert that to an AVI format and then bring that into your, you know, powerful video editor and do with it what you want. And likewise, a lot of people just like taking, you know, videos they see online and extracting the audio. You know, there might be some cool video that has a neat music soundtrack you like. You can do that with our products as well, just to capture the video and extract the MP3 part and, you know, make it as a song on your iPod.
Well, Bill, I got to tell you, I just see something go up in my chat room that, like, I'm standing back and I'm so happy to see. It's from the Music Man, and he's the guy that does all of the audio editing for our show, no matter what audio it is. He gets involved in it somehow, and he just said the converter worked great. To get that from him, that's an accomplishment, because he has got a set of ears on him that, you know, he's just so particular. And he just won't put up with garbage. And if it's easy to use, that's really cool. He said he converted from an MPG to a Flash file, like, immediately. So that's pretty good.
Or the other way around. Most people go from Flash to other things. But, yeah, you get the point.
Yeah, yeah. So what else we got? Well, we got a whole bunch of product. I know that.
Let's see. We have we went over Replay AV, and we talked about Replay Music a little bit. Replay Media Capture is kind of our solution for grabbing video clips. So, you know, for example, the YouTubes, and even now with, I don't know if you've heard about Hulu, H-U-L-U. Hulu,
no, I haven't.
Is NBC's new site. So Hulu.com, H-U-L-U.com, just launched. It's basically all the new shows and old classic shows from NBC. So, for example, you can get, you know, Third Rock from the Sun and Family Guy and Flipper and a whole bunch of things. And they've got episodes of these TV shows you can watch online.
How neat.
And so if you want to bring them over to your iPod, you can use our Replay Media Capture program and record them on your PC. And then with a Replay Converter, just convert them over to iPod format, and then you've got something to entertain the kids or yourself on your next traveling vacation.
What about tutorials or stuff like that within your website? Do you offer anything like that to help people along?
Yeah, we have, you know, we've done a lot of work on the website. So every program has a user guide, a how-to guide, and using our own product, Replay Screencast, we've done a bunch of video tutorials as well. So, yeah, I mean, we try to, you know, give people as many resources as possible to learn and understand our software. And, you know, some people are, you know, learn by reading, some people learn by watching, some people just go plow ahead and learn by doing it, and we try to accommodate everybody.
Now, what about your forum area? How active is that?
Oh, the forum is pretty new. So if you purchase the Replay Capture Suite, which is all of our products, you're automatically a member of our Apply and Advantage Club, and that allows you to access our exclusive user forums. And kind of the nice thing about keeping it somewhat private to customers is that you don't get, you know, the flame wars and spam and other garbage and that sort of thing in there. So it's a great solution for, you know, people that want to learn more or, you know, share cool video sites and that sort of thing. It's been out maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and we've got over 1,000 people in there already. So it's growing quite fast, and, you know, it's just another sort of nice resource for people to enjoy online media and learn more tips and tricks about, you know, our software and other cool things you can do out there.
I have to ask you a question. I don't know if this is legal or not legal, but I got to ask you anyway. Can you record the products, like, say, I get my DVDs that come in through Netflix? It's something you only have, like, 24 hours or so sometimes to watch them. Or once you start it, you got to go through them. And, you know, quite honestly, you know, I fall asleep a lot, and I got to watch it like 3 or 4 times. Can I record them? Don't laugh. It's going to happen to you, too.
Well, Replay Screencast will record them. The quality probably won't be as good as the initial DVD. We're working on a newer version of Replay Screencast that will do a better job of that. You know, there are DVD ripper programs out there of, you know, questionable legality.
Right.
Again, the analogy is basically you could take a video camera and play that DVD on your computer screen and record it, and doing it in that way is legal. But if you actually, the way the laws are written, it's interesting. But if you bypass the encryption technology or decode the encryption technology, the product is illegal. But if you don't do any of that stuff and you just kind of record it as it's presented, then the products are legal. So, you know, all of our products stay on the good side of the line. And, you know, nobody's going to get in trouble using them, and we're going to stay out of trouble that way.
Well, I'm sure they are. I'm sure, in other words, you wouldn't be bragging about how much how great the product is if it was illegal. I know that you wouldn't be doing anything like that. You know, it's
yeah, I mean, but people do ask questions about it, and you know,
well, it's important because
they may be concerned that, you know, people want to make sure that, you know, again, we're going to be around as a company, and also that they're not, you know, buying anything illegal. And I mean, the copyright laws are both really interesting, and it's good for people to be aware of what you can and cannot do with your own personal media.
I'm looking right now in your forum area, and I scrolled all the way down to the bottom where it says Flash Player. And you got one inquiry in there from a fellow named Perogia. And that guy's name...
Okay, could that be Petro?
That's Petro.
Yeah.
Isn't he a fabulous guy? I don't know if you had the opportunity to speak with him, but he is just...
I have. Petro is probably our most enthusiastic supporter. Petro is blind.
I know. Petro turned me on to the blind...
Nevertheless, he's basically uses all of our products. He's our biggest beta tester, and, you know, he's always coming up with great suggestions about usability and, you know, things that could work better and that sort of thing. And, I mean, it's just amazing that he can actually, you know, navigate around a computer as effectively as he does and, you know, find things that we would never find. And plus, you know, because... And Petro originally found us because of the whole radio show recording thing.
Right.
Because
as a
blind person, your media is limited to audio. So, you know, Metro started using Replay Radio and then Replay AV to record radio shows, and just kind of fell in love with our products. And is we've supported him as far as making the products accessible. I don't know if your listeners know much about how a blind person uses a computer, but basically it's all with a keyboard, and they use the tab key and the arrow keys, and every time they press the tab key, the cursor lands on something else, and then there's a screen reader software that says what it is they land on. So they might press the Alt key to do a menu, and press the down arrow will say file, settings, etc., and they just have to navigate using their ears and not their eyes.
It's amazing. It's amazing. He's a strong supporter of our show, and he just loves. I know he loves it. And I was like, wow, here he is. He's in the forums. Stay with me a minute, but we're going to jump out. We're going to take some commercial breaks, and then we'll be right back.
Stay with us. Computer Outlook with John Iasula returns right after this.
Fragmented hard drives drain critical system resources and compromise almost every aspect of daily computer use, leading to longer load times, persistent lags, and costly crashes. Well, Diskeeper Corporation says, forget about it. Yes, the industry leader and provider of the number one defragmentation software just released version 2008. Diskeeper 2008 elevates system performance, debugging fragmentation-based problems as they occur without ever compromising vital system resources, even during times of the heaviest demand. Let Diskeeper 2008 edition put you and your system in the driver's seat, allowing you to enjoy unmatched performance and reliability while you work. Diskeeper 2008 is unlike any other product on the market today. Now more than ever, it's important to have a system that is reliable and performs at the peak of its ability. Remember how your PC or laptop ran when it was brand new? Well, Diskeeper 2008 has been designed to keep your system faster than new. Simply install Diskeeper 2008 and your computer will run faster and more reliable than it ever has before. Please visit Diskeeper.com and download Diskeeper 2008 and begin to enjoy your daily computing experiences again.
Hey, Rob, guess where I went today?
I'm betting you went to the PC Club.
No doubts about it. I went to the neighborhood computer store. I am telling you, I'm continually impressed with those stores.
So I'll bet you were looking for parts for your computer, not software.
You got it, because they don't sell too much software. But if you want peripherals, you want accessories, and
hard
you want
drives,
cables, whatever you need,
cases,
hard drive, cases,
video cards.
They got it. They got it. Memory Sticks had a special on them today.
Absolutely. They're the place to go. They've got great technicians. They'll help you. Tell you what you need. If you take your manual in, they'll be glad to help you make sure you get the right memory and stuff for your computer.
And I love it because you don't have no refrigerators talking at you.
That's right.
Yeah, strictly computer products.
You can even order from them online. They'll build a system for you from scratch.
And service it. And they do a great job with it. Again, it's www.pcclub.com. Go visit their website. Check it out. They're always running special. And remember, you'll love it because it's your neighborhood computer store.
DVD editing finally comes home thanks to Neusoft Inc. Whether you're digitally creative, a little digitally challenged, or you just want to try something new, with all those digital photos and movies you've been taking, Neusoft's Presto DVD Power Suite has the answer. Hi, this is John Isula for the Computer Outlook. Neusoft's Power Suite offers one of the industry's highest levels of quality and performance to quickly capture, edit, and burn your home videos and digital photos direct to DVD. Power Suite walks you through step by step to add music, titles, and transitions for a finished product you can be proud of, even if you never edited a photo or video before. If you have a camcorder, a digital camera, and a computer, you need to try Presto DVD Power Suite, and you can do it for free at www.newsoftinc.com. With a better outlook on home video, I'm John Isula. Stop by thecomputeroutlook.com for more information. www.newsoftinc.com.
Hi, this is your host, John Isulo, and I want to spend a minute and talk to you about Targus Inc. Targus, maker of the world's best-selling notebook carrying cases and computer accessories, sells a variety of notebook computer cases to suit any traveler, student, or business professional's needs. And Targus doesn't stop at cases. They have a comprehensive line of portable accessories that are designed to save desk space and conveniently fit into a notebook carrying case, including mice, keypads, hard drives, port replicators, and hubs. Anything road warriors will need. Targus Targus also offers power adapters allowing mobile professionals to recharge their laptops, PDAs, cell phones, digital cameras, and MP3 players while in the car, airplane, office, or hotel room. Targus, who specializes in the PC industry, recently entered the Apple marketplace with a line of iPod accessories, including cases, a remote control, and a sound amplifier. Targus products have found a home in my travel bag. Why not join me and visit Targus at www.targus.com.
Now let's return to Computer Outlook with John Iazullo.
Okay, we're back, and I'm joined tonight by Bill Dietering, who is the CEO of Appliant Technologies. How many people call it Apple?
Actually, a lot of people call it Appian.
Appian, right? Yeah.
You're actually one of the first radio personalities to get it right the first time, so how are you, John?
That's because I have a great moderator in JD up in Denver, and he sent it down to me phonetically. He said, now this is the way you say this tonight. I said, yes, boss, that I will do. That I will do. No, he's absolutely fabulous. I think he's a big user of your product also. As a matter of fact, I know he's a big user of your product because he's bailed my ass out a couple of times by having a recorder.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he does a great job with it. Talk to me a little bit about, you got a product called At Large Recorder, and somehow, some way, this plays in with Slingbox.
Yeah, so I don't know if your listeners know what a Slingbox is, but a Slingbox is a nifty little device where you can, what you do is you plug it into your home cable TV or satellite dish, and then you can go anywhere in the world and watch whatever's coming into your home TV. So, for example, if you have a vacation home, you can send your home video feed up there. If you travel a lot, you can watch your home TiVo from your hotel room or from an internet cafe or whatever. So basically what they're doing is they're taking the broadcast TV and they're letting you watch it in some other geographic part of the world. So what our large recorder product does is it lets you record those Slingbox streams. So if you own a Slingbox, you can set up At Large Recorder kind of like a TiVo again and say, okay, at 6 o'clock, I want to record Channel 5 for 90 minutes, and At Large Recorder will just sit there waiting until 6 o'clock and then fire up your Slingbox and record it as a playable Windows media file.
Now, where do you set that up? You set that up on your laptop away from home or at home?
You would set that up on whatever computer you want to record from. So you would probably set it up, if you're traveling, you would set it up on your laptop.
Okay, yeah.
So, for example, if you want to watch, you're in a hotel in another town and you want to watch your local news, but you've got dinner at 6, you could have your at-large recorder, open up on your laptop and record the news while you're out, and then when you come back, you can watch your local news.
I think that's fabulous.
Yeah, and it was interesting a backstory to it because we got some resistance from Sling originally about it. Most hardware companies are pretty thrilled to have third-party software support because it helps promote their products. So we originally called it a Replay Sling Quarter, and they did is they called us up and said, sorry, you can't use the word Sling in your name, and they also added a sort of level of encryption onto their feed so that our original version of the product wouldn't work. So we had to kind of go back and change the name to At Large Recorder and kind of record in a different way. And now it's working great again, but it was sort of an interesting thing how they kind of bucked the trend and didn't want third-party product support for this when just about every other company in the world is thrilled to have third-party support. So.
I'm looking at this. Now, what are the applications? Is it just strictly for that application of Sling?
Yeah, strictly for Slingbox.
So strictly made to work with Slingbox. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
What does something like that cost?
That one is, I think it's $49. I'll tell you in a sec. It's either $39 or $49. It's $49.
Right. Huh. That's not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
I want to go over some of the prices towards the tail end of the show. But right now I want to talk to you about I think you have a very extensive, pretty extensive media guide. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so it's one of the hard things about recording radio shows is how do you tell the software what radio show you want to record. So what we've done is we've built a media guide. We've got a couple full-time editors here, and what they do is they, first of all, go out and find the URLs, the broadcast URLs of every radio station out there. So what that means is that every radio station that has a feed on the Internet, that audio comes from a URL like you type into your browser. So we've got a full database of those. So, for example, if you want to hear, in San Francisco we've got a popular station called KFOG. You could, in our media guide, you could go and find KFOG and have that station in your replay AV and record that whenever you want. And then the second part of the media guide is the shows database. So once we have all the stations in there, then what we've done is for each station we've gone in and put together a calendar of what shows are on at what time. So, for example, your show is 5:30 p.m. Thursday.
Right.
Right. So we, you know, if somebody were to pick Computer Outlook from our media guide, but I should backtrack a little bit, because the media guide is integrated in Replay AV. So what you do with Replay AV is you can go in, you say, okay, I want to record some radio shows, open up the media guide, find Computer Outlook, click add, and it immediately goes into Replay AV, and when your show comes on, Replay AV will go ahead and record it for you automatically. So you can basically go in and pick all your favorite shows and have them all listed in Replay AV, ready to be recorded and turned into MP3 files or whatever you want to do.
What about online radio stations? Do you deal with those too?
Well, yeah. I mean, everything in the media guide basically is an online radio station listing. So pretty much every major broadcast station has an online feed. And there's some stations that are only online. So, you know, if it's not in the media guide, we have tools where you can find the URL for the station, or you can write us and say, hey, I want to listen to station WXYZ, for example, and we'll find it for you and add it to the media guide so that everyone else can enjoy that too.
And you also capture podcasts.
And we can do podcasts as well.
Wow.
And actually, another really neat thing about Replay AV with the media guide is it's able to record multiple shows simultaneously. So let's say you've got your three favoritest radio shows in the world, and they're all on at 6 o'clock on Friday. Because we're using this stream capture method that we talked about earlier in the show, you can record all those three shows all at the same time. In fact, if there's like 10 or 15 shows, you can record all of them at the same time and then listen to them one at a time whenever you want. And that's one of the neat things about this whole stream capture technology.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And the other part of the media guide that kind of dovetails with that is we have what are called media packs. So, for example, we've got one for liberal politics and one for conservative politics. So if you're really into one of these genres, we have like some for finance, some for comedy, some for computer. So you can pick one of these genres, and let's say there's 10 shows and 6 podcasts in that. You pick the genre, and immediately your Replay AV is populated with all the shows of that particular genre. And if the shows are playing right now, it'll go ahead and start recording them, and you can kind of come up with an instant library, you know, for a particular interest group. Like public radio is another one. A lot of people are really into their NPR. We've got a whole series of NPR shows, and just with one click, you've got basically every popular NPR show automatically being recorded on your computer forever.
So you're telling me that it's as simple as me going in here, and if I want to go to the categories of shows, type in the word Computer Outlook, it's going to pop up, tell people stuff about my show.
Uh-huh.
And same thing
and,
as station and podcast.
I haven't looked lately, but hopefully we have your picture in there as well.
I think so, yeah.
And if we don't, send us one and we'll make sure it's in there.
I think you do, yeah. I think you actually, I think Leslie actually put me up on some preferred list. Which
can be. We have a featured list every so often that we swap people in and out of.
Yeah, which was nice. I appreciate that.
I bet you're in there.
I think I am. Yeah, it's very cool. Like, and same thing for TV now.
Yeah, there you are.
Wow. Oh, you found it. Okay. You turned your computer back on, didn't you?
Yeah, I turned my computer back on.
Same thing for TV?
So we have some internet TV stations as well, and those are mostly live stations. The interesting thing about TV is versus radio is, you know, virtually every big radio station in the USA has an online feed, but for TV stations, not so much. So there's a few good ones like a Bloomberg, and there's some religious ones, and then there's a lot of international ones. So people want to do, see, there's some Arab ones or Spanish language ones and that sort of thing. So there's about 500 different TV stations in there, and we add to those as we find them as well. But it's also kind of a nice thing, you know. And you can schedule your TV show recording just like you do the radio recording.
Bill, with so much ability to do so many different things, could it become confusing to some people when they want to buy?
Well, the best solution is just to buy a replay capture suite and then, you know, use the best tool for the job. There is a little bit of overlap. You know, replay AV will record music, but replay music does a better job. You know, replay music will record a radio show that you hear it, but replay AV is better. We kind of made a decision that we weren't going to have, like, one tool that tries to do everything, but give people, you know, sort of a tool belt of things where, you know, each program kind of works a little bit differently, a little bit specialized for different things. Replay Media Capture is great for capturing video clips. Replay Screencast, basically capturing anything you see on your screen. You know, it is technically kind of complicated because there's different ways of recording things, and we've, you know, done the best job we think we can do as far as giving people a wide variety of tools to get the job done and make it as simple as possible.
Now, what about if I currently have, let's say, the old replay radio and stuff like that on my computer? Can I upgrade?
Yeah. If you have replay radio already, you can upgrade to replay AV for just $9.95. We're pretty liberal about upgrades. Every once in a while we will charge for one, but usually the upgrades are free unless there's, you know, a huge amount of work that went into improving a product from one generation to the other. But, yeah.
And I think we already spoke about this. MP3 Magic, that's your editor, right?
That's an editor that we used to have for editing MP3 files, but now we're using Replay Media Splitter for that because it'll do both MP3s and video files, and it's a little bit more visual and easier to use.
Okay. Cool.
And the other thing we have is, if people want to try something for free, there's something we have called FreeCorder Toolbar. So for you conspiracy theorists out there, one of the changes between Windows XP and Windows Vista was Microsoft decided they would change how audio was sent through the Windows PC. And it used to be there was like a whole slew of audio recording programs out there in XP. And when Windows Vista came out, basically they all broke because Microsoft decided to make it harder to record audio. So what we had to do is we had to go in and kind of reinvent the whole technology behind audio recording. So this is not the stream capture kind, but the kind where you hear what's going on in your PC speakers. So Replay Music has this technology, Replay AV has this technology, and if you just want to, you know, kind of record stuff right from your browser, there's something called FreeCorder Toolbar. It's like F-R-E-E Quarter Toolbar, and you can Google that and install that on your either Firefox or Internet Explorer, and it gives you kind of a nice control panel just for recording, you know, audio spur of the moment as you listen to it.
Now, how tough is it for me? Let's say I want to go out and I want to start. I just seen that they're telling me in the chat room that, John, they have your favorite. They have the music from the 50s and doo-wop music, and I just love that music.
Okay.
How easy is it for me to take that and put that onto my iPod?
It's easy. I mean, it depends, where you want to get it from. I mean, Replay Music is probably the product you want to use for that.
Right.
And, what you would do is you would open up Replay Music. You'd decide what format you want your output to be, and check the iTunes box, and you'd probably click 128 kilobit MP3, which gives you pretty good quality, and that's actually set by default, so you probably don't even have to do that. And then just go ahead and play your music, and as the song ends and the next song begins, as long as there's a break between the songs, Replay Music will not only record it, but it'll split the songs into individual MP3 files and then figure out who the artist and the album and the song title and the genre are and add that information to the MP3 file, stuff it into your iTunes for you, and the next time you sync your iPod, you got all this great music you've recorded ready to listen to.
And people that don't have the iPod just carry out normal with their MP3 player.
Yeah, or it'll just sit as MP3 files on your PC. And, you know, if it's a non-iPod MP3 player, usually they have you hook it up to your computer and it appears as a drive letter. So, you know, your MP3 player might appear as a drive G. And you can say, okay, after I've recorded something, copy it to drive G, and it'll appear on your MP3 player like that.
Oh, boy, I think you just created a monster.
There's so much great music content out there, and it's kind of a shame that there's really no way of bringing it with you and listening to it in the car. So this, you know, really takes all the great stuff on the Internet and, you know, lets you bring it with you. I mean, a lot of it's just about portability.
Well, yeah, it's portability, you know, walking and exercising and in the car. And, you know, I'm going to go back to Rich, the music man. His mom and dad, he lives here in Vegas. His mom and dad live down in Tucson. And he makes the trip down there quite frequently to say hi to them. And he just hooks up his MP3 player. He bought a radio that he just plugs it right into the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got hours worth of music going back and forth.
I know. It's great. But you can get if you have an older car with a cassette deck, there's little cassette things with the wire sticking out that you can plug in your cassette deck and plug the other end into your MP3 player and listen that way. And
right.
There's others that actually turn into a little radio station in your car that broadcasts a radio signal that you can listen to on your radio without having to plug anything in. Or you can go to like a professional audio shop and they can hook something into your CD player with an output. I've tried all the different ways and they all, you know, work pretty well. But there's lots of ways of getting audio to play in your car from your MP3 player if you haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, let's talk about pricing now, okay?
Okay.
Talk to me about pricing. If I want to go out and I want to buy the whole enchilada, and that's going to be me jumping in on board and buying the Replay Capture Suite.
Right, yeah. So the best deal for everybody is the Replay Capture Suite. So for $99, you get, let me see, make sure I don't forget anything. You get Replay AV, so you can, you know, record all your radio shows and podcasts. You get Replay Converter, so you can convert them. You get Replay Music, so you can capture, streaming music. You get Replay Media Capture, so you can capture streaming videos. You get Replay Screencast, so you can, you know, capture whatever you see on the screen and make demos. You get Replay Media Splitter, so you can copy and slice and dice these things. And there's also, you know, the other thing that's part of that, I think, is Freecorder version 2, which will also let you record Skype calls. So if you're if you're a Skype user and you want to record those phone calls, you can do that with Freecorder as well. So
whoa. Say that again.
So Skype, you know, Skype is the online phone service.
Yeah.
Where you can basically call internationally for free. So with our Freecorder 2 product, you can record those Skype conversation, record both ends of it, and save it as an MP3 file. So for example, for you, John, if you were doing if you did an interview with me, say, a couple hours ago, and then wanted to play it on your next show, you know, you could use the Freecorder 2 to record the Skype call. You know, you just make a call with me on Skype, record it, save it as an MP3, and then you could play it back on your show at a later date.
Wow. Has anybody from Skype tried this?
I don't know. They're off in Finland or Norway or something like that.
Yeah.
I hope they have.
No, you and I need to talk about this one. Skype and I have gotten very close, and we're doing several programs with them. And I'll be honest with you, they do not have good capability of doing what you just described. And they're constantly looking for the best way. And they told me, John, if you ever run across anything, let me know. So you and we got to get on the phone with them and talk to them because I'm sure it'll work and they'll make it part of their packages.
Yeah.
You know, we might be able to put together a good OEM deal here for you.
Cool.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Just don't tell anybody.
Yeah, right? Okay. No, you know, I just told 25,000 people, yeah. It's okay. They'll wait for me. Trust me, they will. Oh, God, that's wonderful. He goes, I've tried it, and I tell you, I didn't like the quality.
Super. Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, it's just one of those sort of recording niches that a lot of people want to do. And, you know, again, our philosophy as a company is we try to make, you know, tools to solve specific problems. And, you know, this was something that just came out of a customer request, and we thought, you know, that's a really good idea, and we went ahead and did it.
Now, you do also, you do online seminars?
Yeah, Leslie's been doing some webinars. Every couple, you know, 2 or 3 weeks or so, she'll do one live, and, you know, as, you know, it might be about, for example, Replay AV and how to do something in particular with that product. And as she's doing it, or even beforehand, people can email her or send her sort of an instant message and say, hey, Leslie, you know, would you show us how to do this? Or why are you doing this? I have a question about that. And they're kind of fun. And then afterwards, we archive them so people can go back and see how, you know, how the people that really know the software work with it, which is kind of a nice way of, you know, learning about the software, too.
Now, the actual technology for the webinar is something outside of your company?
Yeah, that's, we use, GoToWebinar, which is a sort of a derivation of GoToMeeting. You know, just to plug someone else's software for a change, it works really well. You can, I think for $99 a month, you can do as many webinars as you want, and you can have like up to 1,000 people watching.
That's a lot.
So it's actually something, you know, you might want to do at some point too. You know, if you do a special, you know, demo sequence or something like that, you know, and invite your listeners to watch you play with a particular product, and they can ask you questions and that sort of thing.
That's quite a bit.
It's a really good technology. They've done a really nice job with it.
Very inexpensive, too.
Yeah.
Very inexpensive. How do we order? How do we get your product? Do we order directly off your website, or do we go to the stores, or how do we get it?
It's all available online. So go to applian.com, which is A-P-P-L-I-A-N.
Right.
For appliance. And, you know, from there you can browse the products. You can download a free demo of anything. And then when you want to order, you can either pay by credit card or PayPal. And there's even an option where we'll send you a CD if you don't feel like downloading. Or you can just go ahead and download right then and there and pay, and you know, be off and running in as little as like 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay. Now, I downloaded something, and I had issues, and I changed computers, and I can't find. Can I get a backup CD from you?
Yeah. Yeah, we have a backup CD as well. So if you initially order, and you decide later, oh, gosh, I wish I'd gone the CD option. You can go back to our site, click the order button, and order a backup of what you've already ordered. CDs are another $10, which basically covers our costs for putting it together and shipping it out to you and that sort of thing.
So I can get it from you if I did go to download route. That's great. I got to tell you something. That's a service I haven't seen in too many sites. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a pain to put together, but it's, you know, it's one of those sort of nice little touches that we feel makes our software a little more accessible for people.
Do we have the opportunity to say, hey, Bill, can we look inside the crystal ball and see what's coming down the road? Huh?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, let's do that.
You know, so, you know, our company is really all about, you know, recording things you see and hear on the Internet. So, you know, the first thing that we're looking to make even better is being able to record high-quality video off the screen. So that's something that I don't give timelines on things because you never really know how long things are going to take, but that's something we're looking into to doing a better job at. And likewise, you mentioned Netflix before, so that would be one application where you could probably get some pretty decent video off of, you know, something that's playing on your screen that you might not otherwise be able to capture.
Right.
And so we also have an update to Replay Media Capture coming out pretty soon, which is kind of a little bit smarter about capturing different kinds of sites and can grab more sites than ever before, and just works a little bit faster. That's kind of where we are right now. I mean, there's always, you know, other little, you know, niches we're looking at, but, you know, the main thing is just to take the audio and video recording experience and, you know, listen to what our customers are doing and, you know, what they want to do and what they can't do, and just try to iterate and make better and better products.
Now, what I'm assuming that, come February next year, he's going to be going digital on TV. That's not going to have any effect on your products, is it?
No, it shouldn't. I mean, I think anything you can get on your TV, you're going to be able to get on your computer. So, if anything, it should give us some, give more demand for our products.
All right, super.
So, I mean, it's we're really excited about, where we are as a company and, the fact that we are, indisputably the number one, and pretty much the only company that lets you record online media. So we're in a nice space, and we're just going to work as hard as we can and continue to make the best possible products for recording for your own personal use.
You are number one. Appian is number one. I think I said it wrong, right? Now you're going to holler at me, right? Appian is number one in my books. Number one. Again, I'm going to go right back to the beginning and tell everybody, simple, easy, keep it simple, very well done, and very professionally, you get the results that you're looking for. I got to thank you, Bill. I really, really appreciate it.
Hey, John, it was a blast. And,
I really appreciate it.
Next year, when we come out with even more stuff, we can do it again, and we'll have even more fun.
Yeah, we'll do updates. Yeah, absolutely. We'll do updates throughout the year. But in the meantime, I've got to get ready to skedoodle here because I'm looking at my clock and I'm running right at the brink of getting off. So stick with me for a minute because I'm going to tell everybody good night. We are going to be dark tomorrow night, Friday, which is a good Friday, in observance of that holiday. We'll be back on Monday for a regular broadcast. We're going to kick back, take it easy a little bit, and enjoy our families. So I want everybody else to do the same. But in the meantime, I want everybody to be sure. Be safe. Be careful. Because come Monday, I want to see each and every one of you again on the air. So please, be safe, but have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. Those of you that celebrate the Easter holiday, have a blast, okay? Enjoy it. Enjoy your family. Because you know what? One of the most important things that you own, you possess, you're involved with is your family. And just take 1 or 2 minutes out of your time. And say that little prayer, however you want to say it, for all those people that are overseas and here on our soil that are protecting us on a daily basis, the girls and the guys of our armed forces. Because let me tell you, they're giving us the most important thing you will ever have in your life. And that's a thing called freedom. So make sure you enjoy that. Give thanks to them. Hey, good night, everybody. Take care. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to Computer Outlook with John Iasulo. Computer Outlook airs daily from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. To find out what's new, what's best, and what's next, visit John and his guests at www.computeroutlook.com. That's www.computeroutlook.com.